Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
This is a good question to ask going around the room, or at least three-fourths around the room here, because Katie here, our producer, is sick of one question people keep asking of her relationship. Let me ask you guys the same. Kristen, if there was one question, and Cassie also, one question about your relationships that you wish people would stop asking you, are there any?
There's none at the moment, but I like distinctly remember because my now husband and I were together for 10 years before he proposed. And it was incessant, the amount of people asking, why aren't you married? Why hasn't he proposed?
Yeah.
And
why aren't you doing it my way? Why aren't you doing it traditionally? Why?
Well, and it was so funny because they felt it's this automatic assumption that the woman wants to get married and the man doesn't want to get married. And I've shared this on air before. I felt it was more beneficial for my career that we didn't get married. And it wasn't until we decided that we wanted to try for, like we wanted to have a child, that we decided to go with the engagement and the marriage, because we wanted to be married if that was something we were going to do. But it was hilarious to me because everybody thought that I was pining to get married and this man wouldn't propose to me. And I was like, nah, dog, this is my idea.
Right.
You're wrong. This is a mutually agreed upon situation that we got going here, and it's working for us. Why are you trying to force us into something?
Yeah. How about you, Cass?
What does he see in you?
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Jesus. You sold that so well. I actually started to feel bad.
Seriously.
I need to. I'm like, no. God, we're going to have to like.
Oh. No, it was a lot of what Kristen was saying applied early in our relationship, because we dated for like a decade before he proposed. Not my choice, but it is what it is. But lately, y'all remember a couple years back when we did the bell ringing thing for whoever had relations with their significant other first? And like, I was going through a lot. So it had been like a very long time. People still hit me up. They're like, how's your sex life? You guys done it yet? And I'm like, listen, that was a fun on air bit, but that's none of your business.
God, I forgot about that one.
I would say for me at this point in my career, it's all of them. Every single one of the questions I am tired of answering. But the one mostly now, what's the age difference between you and Amanda? Shut up.
People ask me that too.
Yeah.
Wait, do you get more questions about Bert's relationship than your own?
Seriously.
I swear to God,
I love it. I get those for you guys also. Yeah. I'm like, she's on IG.
Yeah.
Ask her yourself. All right, Katie, what's the one for you?
All right. So for those who do not know, I am in a relationship with a woman. All right.
What?
Yes.
What did
you're a dollar bean?
A little dollar bean.
When were you going to tell me you were gay?
Today. And we have been together for a year. And so I've had the comments from friends like, oh my gosh, you guys are not moving by the traditional lesbian timeline, which there's a stereotype that women who are dating other women move very fast. Like everything is like hard and heavy within the first 3 months. You're already living together. There's the U-Haul jokes, mm-hmm. all of that. So I've heard those comments and I'm like, well, I'm trying to be more intentional with my relationship. I don't want to just put all these emotions and then crash and burn. So that, to me, hearing that, it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this one question, and I feel like people change, like they realize when they ask the question, they're like, oh no, and they make an assumption, and then I'll answer the question and it catches them off guard. And it's like this weird, like emotion that I can watch a person go through when I answer the question of disappointment interesting. And it all has to do with who's proposing. Right?
Uh-huh.
And so I've had this question asked several times. The first time I was like, okay, I get it. People will have this curiosity. But the last time I heard the question, someone asked me, hey, Katie, so in your relationship, who's proposing? And they're like, oh, never mind. It's going to be you. Right? It's like an assumption that is made because in my relationship, I am the more masculine, I guess, presenting type because I'm not a girly girl.
How would most people know that, though? Are you guys posting pictures together and stuff?
No, it's like the people who have been asking this are like friends of mine.
Okay.
So like people who know what my girlfriend looks like, she is very feminine. She's very girly girl. People who know me know I'm just going to put on some sweats and a hoodie. That's my life. I don't too much care.
Yeah.
Right? And so it seems like there's these like gender norms of like how the heteros do it. So because I'm the more quote unquote masculine presenting, yeah. Oh, it's got to be you who's going to propose, right? And then when I say, no, we're both proposing to one another, they're like, what? Huh? Oh, well, that's, huh, it's different. And I can see there's just the emotion. So I want to let people know right now.
Okay.
When you ask this question, be prepared that it's not going to be me who's making the proposal. Like, don't make that assumption.
So let me ask you something here, just because, okay. Because now I got questions also. Yeah. How does a mutual proposal, how does that work?
Like, are you going to do it at the same time? Or are you going to be like, okay, this is the day, this is the time, meet me on this beautiful cliff edge, and we're going to propose with the sunset behind us?
It's like when we used to hang up with our boyfriend or girlfriends in the seventh grade, when you go, okay, good night. Let's do it on three. 3, 2, 1, good night. Is that how you're going to do the proposal?
No, it's going to be like any other proposal where you don't know what's coming. It's going to be a surprise. I know that she has her own version of a proposal planned for me. And I know I have my own way that I would want to propose to her.
So they could be at two different times.
Mm-hmm.
What if one of you says yes and the other says no?
Well, okay, we got to make sure we're on the same page first.
Then you got real problems.
Yes, super problems.
I mean, that makes total sense. Like, you guys are on the same page, you're having conversations, and it's honestly like first come, first serve.
Right?
It's like whoever does it first.
And dibs!
Yes!
The Burt Show.
What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.